James 1:17 says, "Every good gift and perfect gift is from God." In this message, Pastor encourages to reach out for God's best by faith.
Let's open our Bibles to the book of James, chapter 1, and verses 17 and 18. James chapter 1, verses 17 and 18.
"Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all He created."
James chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. "Every good and perfect gift is from heaven, from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be kind of first fruits of all He created." God was delighted, the TPT version, to give us birth by the truth of His infallible word, so that we would fulfill His chosen destiny for us and become the favorite ones out of all His creation. Wow! The NLT. "Whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. He chose to give us birth to us by giving us His true word. And we, out of all creation, became His prized." Amen. Hallelujah. And the Amplified Bible says, "It was His own free will that He gave us birth as sons by His word of truth, so that we should be a kind of first fruits of His creatures, a sample of what He created to be consecrated to Himself." Tonight, I want to title the word, "Reach out to God's best." Reach out and receive God's best. From the worst and the worstest to the best and the bestest. From the worst and the worstest to the best and the bestest by faith. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, there is I do not know, even as we come towards the 11th month and towards the end of this month, end of this year actually, I wonder how you're positioning your life. Where are you going? What is your focus? Where are you going? Everybody's going somewhere. There are people who do not know where they are going. There are people who are going in the wrong direction. And there are people who are going in the right direction. So I wonder where you are going. But God wants to take His church to His best. You know, there are two people in the Old Testament. One is Hagar. She was the maidservant in Abraham's house. She did not seduce Abraham. She did not break up the marriage. Sarah commanded Hagar to do this. And Hagar had a baby. She became pregnant. And then Sarah changed her tone from being a nice madam to being a mean madam, and began to hurt Hagar. So much so that Hagar fled. She ran away from the house of Abraham and Sarah. And she goes into the wilderness hoping this baby would be aborted. And an angel of God comes forth and speaks to Hagar and says, where have you come from, Hagar? And where are you going? Where have you come from? She was able to answer. But she had no clue on where she was going. Some of you are able to answer where you've come from. I've come from a broken family. I've come from a lot of hurts. I've been mistreated. I've gone through challenging times. 2024 was pretty bad for me. I didn't fly high. I don't even know whether I have wings. It's been pretty tough. You know where you have come from, but do you know where you are going? There are many people who, when the going gets hard, they run away. When life gets hard, when things are difficult, you just move, not knowing where you're going. She was in a season of serving the household of Abraham, but she moved from there to a season where she wanted just things to be apported in her life. She stopped serving, she ran. There are many who stop serving when things are tough. But God didn't expect her to do that. God, the angel said to her, go back. Submit to that mean madam that you have. Can you imagine that? Still go back. Why? Because you're carrying Abraham's child. And that is not the way you run off. You're carrying something. Don't run away and don't go your own way because you're frustrated. Don't go away without getting a blessing from Abraham. There are some of you carrying destiny, carrying great things, and you do not know. And just because the season has been pretty tough, you're choosing just to go wherever life takes you. But never step out without hearing from God. Don't run away from your hurt and from your pain. Run with a purpose. Run with God's destiny in your life. The angel said, take it easy, Hagar. Go submit yourself to Sarah. I mean, don't hype it up. Don't overhype it, Hagar. Just go back. Take it easy. You know, in life, some things are temporary and some things are permanent. You should never allow the temporary things in life to make you lose the permanent. Seasons change. But don't take permanent decisions based out of a temporary situation. Premature freedom, premature liberty. When it is not your season to step out, can actually be a bad thing. See, she had to go back and submit. And then in Genesis 17, God is using Abraham to bless Hagar and the baby. The 17th chapter, verses 18 and 20, God is saying to Abraham, Abraham is saying to Hagar, look at that, Genesis 17 verse 18 and verse 20. Look at that, Genesis, the first book in the Bible, in case you do not know that. Let's get to that, Genesis 17 verse 18. Come on, fast, quick.
Boom. And Abraham said unto God, oh that Ishmael might live.
Before thee. And the 20th verse. And as for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him. And I will make him fruitful and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I'll make him a great nation. So don't run away without that blessing. As a matter of fact, when you study the Bible, the covenant was through Zerah and through Isaac. The Messiah was through Isaac. But Isaac and his generation only became one nation. But the blessing on Ishmael was so great that there were so many nations. You see it in the world today. 12 princes shall come out of you. You shall be blessed, you shall be fruitful, you shall exceedingly multiply. Some of you don't run away. Submit under God's hand and allow God to change and God to allow a blessing to come over you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lift your hand and say, Jesus, give me your grace, your wisdom. Amen. There's something called the severity factor, or severe factor. Severe factor is what? It is always the darkest before dawn. In a rainy season, before the rain stops, before the season changes, it rains the most. Know your season and your timing. And I want to prophesy and tell you, from the worst and the worstest, you're going to step into a season of the best and the bestest by the grace of God. Lift your hand and say, I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Now Genesis 21 says, when Ishmael was 13 years old, God told Abraham, send Hagar away with Ishmael. Are you with me? There is a season. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And when Hagar stepped out, same wilderness, the angel of God allowed her to see. I do not know whether it existed before, whether it just came forth. It was there. Maybe she didn't realize it, but a well came up. Things happen supernaturally. Your destiny survives. Your generation survive. Ishmael become a great man in the wilderness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. You're carrying something in your life, a destiny from God that you have no idea about. Some of you have no idea, no clue. But let me tell you, submit wherever God has placed you. Allow His grace to flow in you. Receive a blessing. And then when you step out into your next season, you will enjoy unlimited resources. Greatness will come out of you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise be to the name of Jesus. Somebody say, I receive that in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Another person was Jacob. Jacob Esau. Jacob was blessed even in the womb. He was the second one among the twins. Jacob was somebody who took care of animals, sheep, cattle, deer, antelope. Esau was a hunter. Glory to God. Amen. One kills what he has, another grows what he has. Jacob grew what he has. Esau's nature is kill, hunt. You know, in the Bible, sometimes we use that word Jacob and say Jacob was a deceiver. God never called him a deceiver. As a matter of fact, God called Esau a profane person, a fornicator. Esau was somebody who would come to, you know, once went hunting, didn't catch anything, the animals outran him. Came home hungry, and then Jacob is eating food. He says, give me, I'll sell you my birthright. Can you imagine that? That is how cheap he saw God's blessings as a firstborn, birthright. I I mean, at least if he was a good negotiator, he could have said, give me food for the rest of my life. Just not one meal, just give me food for the rest of my life. I'll sell you my birthright. It makes even sense. Oh, give me and my generations food. All the meals for the rest of my life, and I'll give you my birthright. It was a good negotiating. It would have been good negotiation. But see, the minute you eat, by the time it's dinner, you're still hungry. That's how cheap. You sell on Jesus and on your calling for one moment of fun, and you don't see the calling as great. God cannot bless you. He didn't even understand the importance of a birthright as a firstborn. He went to Isaac, his father, and said, you bless me. He should have told his... Esau was the deceiver. Esau had sold his birthright. He should have been honest before his father and said, I sold my birthright. Father, please forgive me. I sold my birthright. But he deceived. He acted as if he still was in the calling of that firstborn. He wanted to get the soup and the blessing. There are some of you like that. You want the world and you want what's got from God. It was not never Jacob that God judged. It was Esau that God judged. And Esau, when he realized that Jacob had got the birthright, wanted to kill him. People who make terrible mistakes always want to kill the person who did the right thing. Can you imagine that? He wanted to kill. Jacob runs. He goes. He sees a woman called Rachel. He loves her. He's willing to wait 7 years to get married to her. After 7 years of just falling in love with one woman, he didn't even realize it was another woman that had come to him at the honeymoon. Can you imagine that? I wonder what that kind of love was. Maybe there was a power cut. What happened? We don't know. In the morning, after having consummated the marriage, he realizes, he goes and asks the father-in-law and says, another 7 years I'll give you. Another 7 years for Rachel. See, he didn't love Leah. But his marriage was blessed through Leah, actually, when you study the scripture. For Israel, the greatest thing is priesthood and the genealogy of the Messiah. The Levi tribe came through Leah. Judah was born through Leah. The king comes forth from Judah. All that Rachel got was Joseph, who took them to Egypt. And Benjamin, a nice little boy. That means God can bless your marriage even when you feel there is no love. God can bless your marriage even when you feel there is no love. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. What I'm trying to tell you is Jacob also went forward. But he came to that point in the ford of Jabbok where he was wrestling with God, and the season changed. Darkness gave room for light. Jacob was turned into a prince with God. The blessing of a firstborn, actually. I'm coming to James 1. Are you with me? If you were watching the sermon, you will find this word firstborn. We are the first fruit, all that coming forth. He entered into a season when he encountered God, and God changed that season for him. A new season began. From the worst to the best. Worstest to the bestest. Tonight, I want to tell you that your season is going to change. Don't run away. Run to God. Amen. How do you reach into your best? One, you have to realize James chapter 1 and verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift comes from our God. God's will for your life is good and perfect. God doesn't will anything bad for you. Most people don't understand that. The book of James is very clear. Every good and every perfect gift is from our Father in heaven. Comes from above. So there are things that can come from below. Some of you maybe look at your wife and wonder whether she came from below, whether she actually came from above. Some of you might look at your husband and say, did he actually come from below? Or from above? This is a good and perfect gift. When God gives you, it's a good and perfect gift. Perfect means complete. Good means there is goodness attached to it. Comes from the Father of lights. That is why we have a lot of lights. Especially in the month of December. God told me have a lot of lights. He's a Father of lights. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There is no darkness in Him. Amen. All the shady places are dark. God's house is full of light. Look at the nature of God, the character of God, the personality of God. There is no variableness of change in Him. He's not like your wife who's always changing. No variableness. Things are not subjective. There are people who say, I'll marry you. And then they finally bury you. Instead of marrying you. Variableness. Change. I'll give you a job. Variableness. And then they change the word. Oh, I don't think the job came about. I'm so sorry. There are people who say, Pastor, I'll stand with you. Variableness. People are one trial and then you don't see them at all. People are changing. But in God, there is no variableness of change. He's firm. He wants you to be healed. It is His will to be healed. It is His will that you prosper. His will for you is perfect. His will for you is good. He's got a future for you, a future with prosperity, blessing, and hope. He's a good God. God. He's so good. He's a good God.
God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good
to me.
God is so good. Hallelujah.
God is so good.
Hallelujah.
God is so good.
He's so good
to me.
I take Him now. I take Him now. I take Him now. I take Him now. Yes. God is so good. He's so good to me. Jesus is so good.
Jesus is so good.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Jesus is so good.
Oh, yes.
He's so good to me.
Yeshua Jahe. Yeshua Jahe. Yeshua Jahe. Yeshua Jahe. Says there is no shadow of turning in him. Even his shadow does not turn. He does not turn. You turn, your shadow turns. He does not turn. I mean, he's stable. You can trust him. Look at somebody and say, I can trust Jesus. You can trust him. He's a good God. He gives you good things. He's a perfect God. Glory to God. It is the will of God for your healing. It is the will of God for your prosperity. He doesn't send bad things. What he starts, he finishes. So you have to reach out to what God has got for you. What is right, God will give you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's a good God. But don't settle for good. Settle for or reach out for the best. Go for the best. The best is always good. The good is not the best. Are you with me? Sometimes people think, if God meant something good for me, God will just give it to me. I just sit simply. No, that's not the way. Hebrews 3:19 says, by unbelief, they did not enter the promised land. You have to go for it. Unbelief, that word means actually a nature in your heart that needs a lot of confirmation, a lot of persuasion. No matter how God has been good to you over the years, you still say, I don't think anything best will happen in my life. I don't think. You still need a lot of persuasion. You need to see something all the time. In the kingdom of God, there are certain things you need to go after. What you want from God, you have to go after it. The best of God is always out of the nest. The best is always out of the nest. Deuteronomy 32 verse 11 or 33 verse 11 says, just like God, just like an eagle stirs up with the nest. So God stirs up. Why? Because the baby eagle has been growing, it's got wings, it can fly, because it's just comfortable, it's just happily nested. It feels so good to be here. But God has to shake you sometime out of your good to get you to your best. When your surrounding is disturbed, remember it is your shifting time to your best. When in your life things become uncomfortable, when your nest is shaken, it's time for you to fly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Reach out for God's best. So there is good, there is perfect, and then there is the best.
So how does that come? James 1, look at that. 17 and 18.
Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth. Through the word of truth.
By the word of truth.
That we might be a kind of first fruits.
That we might be a kind of first fruits.
Of all he created.
Yeah. And the TPT version, God was delighted to give us birth by the truth of his infallible word, so that we would fulfill his chosen destiny for us and become the favorite ones out of all his creation. God gives you birth. When your parents gave, your mother gave birth to you, when your parents were responsible for that, what came out was your humanity. But when God's word, the truth of God's word, the B-I-B-L-E, and the Holy Spirit begins to produce forth the new creation that you are in Christ, what comes out of you is divinity. So every Christian who is born again, who have Christ Jesus as their Lord and Savior, you have the humanity that came from your parents and you have the divinity that came from God. What you feed will grow. What you take care of will show forth. What you give attention to will come out strong. So you have to stop looking at people look at other humans and say, I'm just like them. You're not like them. You're different. People speak about humanity and they say, just having a human nature, good human nature, that is good enough. Now, let me tell you something. You can have a good human nature and still not have divinity, have nothing of God. But you can never have divinity, the born again experience, have the Holy Spirit inside of you and not be a good human. Glory to God. So for what purpose did you have birth? It says that you might be the first fruit. That is God's dream for every Christian. Look at somebody and say, that's God's purpose for my life. That I might be the first fruit. What is first fruit? The most excellent part. The best part. There are some people who love cakes. I love cakes. Certain cakes I love. So when the cake is kept in front of me, I will look. I will look 360 degrees. And will slice the one that has got the maximum chocolate or the cream. That is the excellent, the first fruit. The whole cake is good, but that... or in a mango tree. You look full of mangoes, but you look for the one that is ripe. The one that is changed its color and is looking golden and ripe. And glory to God, because you want to pluck the best. Glory to God. So what is God's desire for you? That you might be the first fruit. You are God's best. God is saying, I gave you birth. Just saved you. That you might be the first fruit, my favorite. That you might just not have a good life, but the best life. Hey, come on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. God's desire, dream is that you will think best. You will look the best. You will talk the best. Sometimes your best friends are not really your best friends. that you might teach children the best. Give them the best. Give God the best. That's why even when you dress, your best dress should not be what you wear for a marriage. Your best dress should be that which you wear into the house of God. When you worship, give your best. Don't be half-hearted. Your best. But that's why God gave you birth. By His truth, by His word. God gave us His best. His only begotten Son. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at 1 Corinthians 15:20. 1 Corinthians 15:20. Are you getting something tonight from God's word? If you are, say amen. There's somebody with a problem in your left wrist. God's healing power is upon you. Your left wrist is getting healed right now. The power of Jesus' healing is upon you. Be healed. Be healed. No, the wrist is not broken. It's healed. Be healed now in Jesus' name. Go with you, God. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 20.
But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept.
See, Christ is the first fruit. His resurrection was not like the resurrection of Lazarus or any other. He lives forevermore. Glory to God. And when you have Christ, you live forevermore with Him in glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at Numbers 18 verse 12. I close with this tonight. Numbers 18 verse 12. Read on.
All the best of the oil.
All the best of the oil.
And all the best of the wine.
All the best of the wine.
And of the wheat.
And of the wheat.
The first fruits of them.
See, so what is the first fruit? The best. Did you get that? Numbers 18:12. All the best of the oil, all the best of the wheat, and all the best of the wine, the first fruit. So what is the first fruit? The best. Jesus said in James, there is no variableness of change in Him. He's begotten us through His word to be the first fruit, the best. Glory to God. Your first salary, the first paycheck, is your first fruit. Your firstborn is your first fruit. The Bible says your firstborn is to be dedicated unto God. Given unto God. Has to be given unto God. You give your best unto God. I am the fourth. Glory to God. Are you with me? What happens when you give the firstborn to God? And when that life enjoys the best, the rest of the brothers think, I can also be like that. And they can also step into that blessing. Are you with me? Amen. So God is writing this or saying this to the Old Testament priest Aaron, or the pastor Aaron in today's language, and saying to him, tell my people, when they come before me, they should bring the best of the oil. Read that scripture. Best of the oil.
And all the best of the wine.
Best of the wine.
And of the wheat.
And of the wheat.
The first fruit. Of them which they shall offer unto the Lord.
See, they shall offer unto the Lord. So when they come, they should bring in the best. When they come. So how can they bring the best if they don't have the best? Hey, you didn't get it, did you? If you don't have the best, how can you bring the best? So that is why God's word says, God wants you to be the best. so you can bring the best before Him. God will bless you with the best, so you can bring the best before God. The best of the oil, the best of the wine. Glory to God. The best grapes that produce the wine, the best of the wine. The best of the wheat. Your fields are blessed. The work of your hands is blessed, because God knows you are the firstborn of His creation. The first fruit. And everything that is good and perfect comes from Him. The best comes from Him. And He's saying, listen, I know I can trust them with the best, because they'll bring the best before me. Ooh. What do you call the best? You call the best the first fruit. So tonight, this is the word. You are entering into your season of best. Jacob had the firstborn taken from Esau, because he wanted to receive the best and to give God the best. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hagar, even your child I will bless, but don't go your own way. Walk into God's destiny. Go with the blessing. Tonight, I release this word that you will step into your season, the best season of your life. Because you love Jesus and you follow Him, and because He is your Savior, your Deliverer, your Healer. Lift your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. God bless you tonight. Lift your hands and praise Him tonight. Take a song. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.